Daf Ayin Beis, I wanted to speak about a topic that goes from Daf Ayin Beis and Beis to Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph. Let's start with the two dots, just so we get a sense of things, but really I want to focus on something that comes out of Tosfos, commenting on a small little phrase towards the end of the Amud. But the Gemara here says an interesting discussion about the relative chumrah of Shabbos vis-a-vis other halachos. And the Gemara tells us the name of Gemara, Chomer Shabbos Meshar Mitzvot, Shah Shabbos, Also, Stein Behelam Echad Chayev Okal Achas Ba'achas. Ma She'en Kein B'Shar Mitzvos. There's a Chumrah of Shabbos. You could be Chayev on two things if you do them in one inadvertent mistake as opposed to another mitzvos. Hey Chidami. So, what is that talking about? Where is that case going to bear fruit? If it's the case that you did both ktsira and tchina v'helam echas, the kavasa gabi shem mitzvos. Why do you think that's unique to Shabbos? The same thing would be true in other mitzvos. For example, achal chayla v'dam, you ate two prohibited foods, chayla v'dam, tartim achayiv, achal tartim achayiv. In both cases, you're going to be chay for two. So there's not a chumra of Shabbos. Rather, Gemara continues, Elashar mitzvahs to lo machayiv, elachad de hechidami. What's the case where you would have a chumrah of Shabbos, but in regular mitzvahs only chayiv once? To ochal chaylev v'chaylev. Two different, I guess, kizesim of chaylev. To kavasa gabe Shabbos, to avid katsiro katsiro hacha, chad mechayiv hacha, chad mechayiv. Again, the Gemara says, why do you think that's a difference between Shabbos and Shar mitzvahs? True, you're only going to have one iser by the two chaylevs. But so too, you're also going to only have one prohibition, one punishment by Shabbos. So either they're both two or they're both one, says the Gemara. Why does the Gemara seem to be so obstinate in assuming that there's a chumrah of Shabbos? So the Gemara says, really what's talking about, li'olam, d'avik, tzira, u'techina. V'helam echas, you did two different malachos of Shabbos. Umay, ma she'en kein b'shar mitzvos, and in what sense is that going to be contrasted with something in other mitzvos, whether it's more makil, avodah zara, it's dafka, of all things, wouldn't you think it would be the opposite, of all things, says the Gemara, there's a kula in avodah zara vis-a-vis Shabbos, ukar Rabbi Ami, because it holds like the sheet of Rabbi Ami, to am Rabbi Ami, im zachas anhedrin asamach, beiz, zivach, v'kiter, v'niseich, if you do three different malachos to the avodah zara, you shechted for him, and you kita, you burned whatever for him, and you sprinkled for him. You did all sorts of malachos of like a karban. You did it to an avodah zara, but you did it all b'halama achas. You did it all in one again forgetfulness, so to speak. Eino chayev el achas. Rav Ami shita is that you're only chayev one, even though in the exact parallel case in Masechta Shabbos you're chayev two. And in Chaylev and Dam, you'd be Chayev too. But of all things, wouldn't you know, to Kornavi Ami, in Avodah Zara, you're only Chayev one. And the Gemara there, as I think it's Rashi alludes to, or I think the Gemara there, says that's in Chanami. If you're asking, what's the Svara? The answer is, there's no Svara. It's Xeris HaKasuv. Rav Ami Darshan took him to teach you that particular quirk of Avodah Zara. So Klape Avodah Zara, in that particular case, going back to the beginning of the Gemara, there's a Chumra of Shabbos and a Kula of Avodah Zara. So in light of that, now that we think that this price is talking about Avodah Zarah vis-a-vis Shabbos, the Gemara then continues with the continuation of the Brisa, in which the relative Chumrah versus Kula quotient becomes inverted. For my Ukimta Avodah Zarah, we're talking now about Avodah Zarah versus Shabbos, Ema Seifa. So let's see how that will play out in the Seifa. Seifa has the opposite. Chomer b'shtar mitzvos, shebashar mitzvos, shagag b'lo miskavein chayiv, v'sh'en kein b'shabbos. Says the Braisa, there's a chumrah in other mitzvos, which for our sake now we're going to plug in Avodah Zarah. But in those cases, you could have a complete shogeg below meskaven, and Avodah Zarah you're chayiv, and a Shabbos you're putter. So the Gemara says, what's going on here? Hi, shogeg below meskaven, the Avodah Zarah hechidami. What exactly happened in this Avodah Zarah case where we say you are chayiv? Ilei mikasavar beisak knesses. Who v'hishtachav Allah, if he thought he was walking into a shul, and it turns out he was walking into a church, and then he bowed down thinking that presumably he's doing, you know, Avodas Yom Kippurim, and turns out he's bowing down to a tzelem or something. Hari libo l'shamayim. How could you say that he's chayiv even achas? L'chora, he's a tzaddik. He's completely innocent. Hari libo l'shamayim. He thought he's doing Avodas Hashem. Look at Rashi for a moment. I think there's a Rashi on this. Yeah. Umachiyuv Yeshkan, says Rashi, midway through the lines on the left. Afilu Yodar Shehu Beit Avodah Zarah. Rashi, this is interesting for Hilchos Avodah Zarah, not to be distracted, but it is interesting. Rashi makes the point by going one step further, saying, even if you knew you were in a church, for example, Shehu Beit Avodah Zarah, Yishtachaba Bo L'Shamayim, but when you were there, whether you should have been there or not, you were bowing down L'Shem Shamayim, Einchiyuv Kan, that's not Avodah Zarah. We don't say that the context, the location, by definition, defines your action. Apparently, says the Gemara, wherever your heart is, whatever your intentions are. So if you have intentions of bowing down to Hashem, you just happen to be in a base of Avodah Zarah, there's something wrong. Kavachomer, ben benosha kavachomer, if you thought you were in shul. So that can't be the case where we say you're chayiv by accident, because you're not even chayiv by accident. So the Gemara says a second possibility, back to the wide lines. The Ella, rather, what must it be? The Chazi Andarta. What's an Andarta? Andarta is a big, like one of those Saddam Hussein statues, one of those big statues that they would make regularly to the king. And as Rashi says, V'lo l'shem elohus, everyone knew that it's not Avodah Zarah. Everyone knew that it wasn't for Avodah Zarah. It was just l'chvod, you know, Mount Rushmore type thing. So, V'sagidla, and he bowed down to it. So in such a case, the Gemara seems to say, well, maybe there you're chayiv in Avodah Zarah, quote-unquote, but you b'shogag, but you wouldn't be chayiv in something parallel. But again, the Gemara says, that's not also so clear. Hey, chidami, and then the wide line. E de kabla alei ba'aloha mezidhu. If he really thought that he's worshipping Avodah Zarah, he accepted this idol as a god, so then that's not shogig. He's bowing down intentionally for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. Who cares that it was an andarta? Who cares why they originally, made it? That's what he's bowing down to. That can't be the case. Because if he knows that it's just Saddam Hussein, the great ruler of Mount Rushmore, so then what's the difference if he could stand on his hands all he wants all day? That's not called Avodah Zarah. He doesn't think of it. He doesn't ascribe any divinity to it. So again, what's going on here? So finally, the Gemara concludes, and this is what will be the key lines for us as we go forward tonight, very intriguingly. Ela me ahava u me yira. Look at Rashi. Me'avas Adam, me'yiras Adam. Somebody you're walking with him, and either out of great love of the person you're with, or perhaps in fear of him, hishtachava l'avodah zarah. You bowed down to an avodah zarah. Kari lei, says Rashi, shogeg, below miskavein. That's what the Gemara is referring to, quote unquote, as shogeg below miskavein. Klomer, that means to say, shogag bahachi, he made a mistake. The sover, the came in the ain miskavein libo elohus mutar. The person thought, says, I'm only doing it out of my respect or fear, admiration or fear of the person I'm with. So therefore, maybe it's okay. I just, again, imagine in a friendly case, you're with a coworker, and instead of your coworker coming to the bar mitzvah in your shul, he invites you to his ceremony, wherever he is. So just like the coworker comes to shul and puts on a yarmulke out of respect, so you go there and you do something out of respect. You make maybe,
take communion.
Whatever, or you maybe even make a cross or something with your hands. I don't know what the status of that is. Lamashal, something like that. So you're only doing it with shame, respect for him. But it's a mice of Avodah Zarah. So that is the category. That's how we thread the needle, according to Gemara. That's a case where, on the one hand, it's not completely innocent, but it's also not completely guilty. That's what's called a shogeg, according to this. Let's just go back to the Gemara. Let's finish up. Getting back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, well, even that's not so simple because there's a major machlokas on Maraim. Ha nichala Abaye d'amar chayiv. Abaye taka holds in that Gemara Sanhedrin that in such a case you are chayiv if you would be doing it b'mezid misa, or in this case because you're doing it l'shem ava v'yira, he holds you chayiv chatas.
Is that worse than the andarta because this is not an andarta anymore?
Yes. No, not this exactly. Yes. The action, correct. The Rishonim pointed out that the action is exactly the same, and maybe even the intention is the same. But doing that to something that was never made as a Avodah Zarah is one step removed than doing that to something that is intended to be an Avodah Zarah. So according to Abaye, okay, so that's why you're chayiv. That's a chumra of Avodah Zarah vis-a-vis Shabbos. Because according to Abaye, you're taga chayiv achatas. However, l'rova d'amar pater mai. But Rava over there, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, holds your taga pater. So you can't say that it's a chumra of Avodah Zarah vis-a-vis Shabbos when according to Rava it's actually pater. What are you going to say? So Gemara continues, Ela ba'omer mutter. You taka thought that it's totally mutter. Hashem came b'shabes, the pater l'gamrei. So the Gemara here seems to think, well, and you have a case of omer mutter, a person thinks what he's doing is mutter. So maybe in Avodah Zarah, according to Rava, you're pater. But according to Rava, it's not enough. It's not a question of coercion. You're not with a friend. You did it thinking that it was mutter. Not an external impetus. Where you knew what you were doing is not a Jewish thing, but you did it for innocent motivations. Here you talk about there's nothing wrong with doing it. So you did it with full intention, just you thought what you were doing is mutter. So according to Rava even, that is chayiv chatas. Again, it's not a mazid, but you're chayiv chatas and avodah zarah. And Omar mutter, the Gemara now says, perhaps is completely mutter on Shabbos. If I do something thinking it was totally mutter, then that is less even than shogeg. The Gemara asks, is that the case? Mashen came Shabbos to potter legamrei? Is that really the opposite, where you would say in Shabbos you potter legamrei? It's not true. Omar mutter Shabbos is lashon bitmi, as Rashi says. Omar mutter Shabbos is like a shogeg. That's not considered totally mutter. So the Gemara says, well, we have to revise it once again. Al karcha loy by mine Rava Merav Nachman. It's not a question when we say now in the Seifa of the relative Chumra of Avodah Zarah vis-a-vis Shabbos. It's not a question of one or nothing. It's a question of two or one. Av Mifta Lagamre Lo. So if that's the case, we seem to be stuck again. So the Gemara goes on. I don't want to keep on reading, but the Gemara continues here to the two dots. But just to get to the end, where the Gemara feels the need to resolve Abaye once again, because we've gone so far, Abaye, who had said something in Avodah Zarah, was Chayiv, but in the end, the way we end up being Mokim the case, in Shara of Eros, the Gemara says, perhaps it's not all one thing. If you take a look, if you just take a look at I'll just paraphrase it, the top line in Ayin Gimel, the Gemara basically realizes that if you're going to assume that everything is the same, the ratio and the Seifa, you're going to be in a circular maze forever. So rather, how does the Gemara finally resolve the ratio and the Seifa? It splits the two. That perhaps in the ratio, it was talking about Avodah Zarah, that's where you had a Chumra of Shabbos and a Kula quirk, according to Ami in Avodah Zarah. But the Shar of Eros that we're talking about in the Seifa are no longer Avodah Zarah. We're going to switch teams, and that's going to be Chelev or something like that. And in fact, if you take a look, as the Gemara concludes, I look at according to Abaye, Shagag Belo Miskavin Hechidami. What's the case where you have, again, in such a case, a Chumra of a Shar of Eros, Chelev in this case, but a more Makel in Shabbos? The Savor Rok Hu Ubalo. You had something in your mouth. You thought it was saliva. Turns out it was really liquefied chalev. How it got there, don't ask me. I have no idea. But thinking it was just saliva, and since your mom told you it wasn't polite to spit, you weren't on the baseball field, so you swallowed it. And that is going to be chiyuv chatas on chalev. Mashenk came b'Shabbos to potter. As opposed to what the Gemara is going to now say is a parallel case on Shabbos, you're not even chayv chatas, it's only a derabanan. The neskavin lahagbias atolosh, because what's the case if you think that there's something that's a flower that's already separated from the ground, you mean to pick it up. When you lift it up, it turns out it was attached to the ground and you uprooted it. That's which is again a parallel to, you thought it was roke and you swallowed it. So here, and whereas in Nevela, maybe it's shogeg, but it's Taraisa, when it comes to Shabbos, it's only Midarabanan. And just to continue the thought, even though it's now removed from our case, Neskavin Lachto Chesatolosh, but in a case where you really meant to do something totally mutter, and not only that, V'chota Chesamachubar Chayev, there we would say there is a Chiev. So that Taka is actually a little bit worse. That's actually considered more parallel to the case of you thought it was Roke, and you swallowed it. Why? The key word is neskavin lachtoch asatolosh. The action that you intended to do was action of chaticha, of cutting. Because that you thought where you were cutting something that was already separated, cutting it into two, turns out you were cutting it. Right, but that's, I just want to point out, just as even though that's not our topic per se, but there's a very subtle distinction that the Gemara is making in the two cases. In one case, you thought you were just lifting up a tolosh, and it was uprooted, so Mamela by accident you uprooted it. In another case, you meant to do a Maisa Chaticha, not just to lift something up. That's already a little bit worse, even though you thought you were cutting a Tolosh in half, and it turns out you cut. But that is already beyond our topic for tonight. The bottom line is that the Gemara, in its resolution of the relative Chumrah and Kula of Shabbos, going back now just to the Reisha even, excuse me, going back to the Seifa, there was a Chumra in a Shar Mitzvah and a Kula in Shabbos. So at one point, the Gemara thought that perhaps it refers to Avodah Zarah, that in a case where you saw an Andarta, again, let's just go back to read this two lines that are key on the inside, again, in the Ayin Gimel, Ayin Beis and Beis, Chazi Andarta Vesagila, you saw this Andarta, this statue of a leader, and you bow down to it. So the Gemara had said, rather, what it was talking about, not that you were, not that you thought it was nothing, you knew it was something, but you did it either mi'ahav or mi'yira. And Abaye holds in Sanhedrin that if you bow down to something, you worship some Avodah Zarah, but your motivation, you knowing that it's an Avodah Zarah, but your motivation is to either placate or to somehow endear yourself to someone else, so that, according to Abaye, is Chayiv. Okay, that's what the Gemara had said. Okay, that's to kind of pluck out the tree now from the forest. Let's focus on that one tree. So take a look at Tosfos. The key of this sugya begins with Tosfos. Tosfos says, Hanicha labaye de amar chayev. Pirish, Hanicha labaye baha, de mishkachas kabi avodah zara shogeg v'lei miskaveh. What's the case where you have a real shogeg, but we're going to have a chumra in avodah zara, that would going to be a kula in Shabbos? It's this case of, you did it me'ava me'ira. Says Tosfos, says Gemara cannot be that simple. Mikom akum, gam labaye. The Gemara seems to say, oh, baye, everything's fine, only problem is rava. Says Tosfos, it's not so simple even for a baye. Mikom akum, gam labaye. Lo mitumka. You can't really understand, you can't really resolve everything just by that assumption of Abba and Yira. After all, we're trying to say that there is a leniency in Shabbos, presumably in the case of Mchalo Me'ava Me'ira, but says Tosfos, it's not true. Says Tosfos, it's not true. Mchalo Shabbos Me'ava Me'ira, Nami Chayiv. And that's why I didn't do it full justice because I paraphrased a few lines, but going through the inside line by line through the Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, so Tosfos, that's why, even though we seem to have everything resolved here according to Abaye, we only had a problem according to Rava, but by the end of the Gemara, even according to Abaye, we feel the need to revise it. And that's why, L'hach Yitzchak, B'samach, L'unkma, Aliba, Da Abaye, Shagav, L'miskav, N'echadam, D'sav, Rok, Hu, Ubalo. That the Ava and Yira, maybe it's true for Abaye in Avodah Zarah, but it wouldn't work for Abaye in Shabbos, and therefore we had to resolve to come up with a different case for Abaye when it came to Shabbos. But what's the key? What's the gem to pluck out of your halacha l'maisa? What does Tosfos posit? That if you're mechal Shabbos, me'ava u'me'ira, you are chayiv.
Well, as opposed to what?
Well, we'll have to see. That's going to be the rest of tonight's year. Okay. Tosfos seems to assume, again, this is not from a Gemara, Tosfos just pulls it not out of complete thin air, because it's paralleled in the Gemara Sanhedrin about Avodah Zarah, but it's not in our Gemara about Shabbos explicitly. Tosfos suggested implicitly, that's why the Gemara had to revise itself. And that is that according to him, if you were Mechal Shabbos, not because you wanted to, not because you Mechal Shabbos b'kavana, in the sense of kavana to Mechal Shabbos, you're doing it because you want to ingratiate yourself. Or let's leave that aside for a moment, because the guy says, cook me an egg, a little runny, a piece of toast, or I'm going to kill you. Mechal Me'ira. So toast was your chayiv. Now does it sound a little bit funny?
Chayiv a carbon.
Why should you be chayiv a carbon? So there are a number of achronim who discuss this. If you look in the back of the Hagosa, the Maharam Lublin, so he quotes this, and he says, one second, the case, the pashtus, the case I just gave you, is what Tosfos is talking about. The me'ira means you got threatened with your life, but says Marami Lublin, but that can't be, because then you're not chayiv. First of all, Adarava, there's the chayivahem tells you you're supposed to be over, so you're still not going to be chayiv a karpon.
Maybe you're not concerned that he's going to kill you, but maybe he's going to mess with you.
Good, so that's so the good, Eli is mechavin. So the Maram in Lublin says, you have to, so to speak, reread a little bit Tosfos. Tosfos is only talking about a case of Yira Mi Yisurin. He's going to beat you up. So if you think he's going to beat you up, then Taka, you probably should have let yourself get beat up. Or even if we understand your choice, but Lamaisa, that's called Shogeg. Right? That's called shogeg. You knew what you're doing. You know you've been mechal Shabbos. That's not an honest. You know you've been mechal Shabbos. But you're not doing it because you want to. That's maybe going to have a chiyuv karbon. But taka, if you were afraid for your life, then of course there's not a chiyuv karbon. That is the Maram Lublin. So it comes along the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua says, I don't understand. Let's say the case is that you're scared for your life. So why am I doing the malacha? Not because I want the malacha, because I don't want to get beat up. Says the Pnei Yoshua, what's that called? Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. That shouldn't be a chi of carbon, that should be pater. Pater of wasser, but pater, it's only Darabanan. Karim Shimon, that's a malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Paraphrasing Rashi and Daf Tzadi Dalet, what does Rashi say? Famous, this is, we'll get to this eventually. Sadi Gimel Amud Beis, Sadi Dal and Ralph de Rashi here. There's a famous Mishnah on Rashi. So the Rashi is on Sadi Gimel Amud Beis. We'll perhaps get to the Tosfos later in the Shir. Rashi here on Dibur Masal Reb Shimon Omer. How does he define Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? De Birtso No Lo Ba'alo V'lo Hayotzarech La. You would have much preferred not to be in the situation to begin with. Dibur Masal Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Sadi Gimel Amud Beis. Yes.
Potter.
So now this is a famous, famous comment of Rashi. What is the definition of Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? You don't really have any interest in this. You'd rather be anywhere else but here. You don't have any interest in this. So says the Pnei Yeshua, what better example of that? This is perfect. This is Mamish textbook Reb Shimon. And yet, according to the Pnei Yeshua, Bedas Tosfos, maybe it's Shogeg, but it's Sechiv D'Araisa. This is Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. And it's not clear if there's really an answer or what the answer is in Pnei Yeshua. That is his famous question or ha'ara on the Maram of Lublin. And again, in many svarim, and I want to quote, I want to go back before we go forward, but this is known to a certain extent as the machlokes between the Maram of Lublin and the Pnei Yeshua. In such a case, if you're doing a malacha so as you shouldn't get beat up, is that considered a malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa or not? The Maram of Lublin apparently assumed not, and the Pnei Yeshua clearly assumes yes. So the truth is that in a more direct way, we don't have to go forward and look at Achronim. We can look back and see that there's actually some late Rishonim, or earlier Achronim, I guess you could say, who already do discuss this, and it's a major, major machlokas.
This Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa only applies, obviously, to Shabbos. There are other Averis where a person...
And Chanami, Haraya, according to Abaye. According to Abaye in Avodah Zarah, you're going to be Chayiv. That's you're Chayiv, maybe even only because of the Chumra Avodah Zarah. But perhaps in Shabbos, we don't know what the perhaps is, but that's the debate. Enochinami,
Enochinami.
The point, though, is that even though we're talking about the relative Chumra and Kul of Shabbos, so obviously one of the conditions of Shabbos, Malach Machsheves, vis-a-vis Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, so that has the ability to create all sorts of Kulas in Shabbos, which you're not going to find in other areas of Halacha, of course. So the Marik is the one, the most famous, probably Makor on this, is the Marik. A lot of the posts can go to Marik. So the Kuf Lamed Zayin, Marik has a tshuva, where he's discussing the following... There's a discussion in Rishonim in the following way. Give you a background. The Gemara at the bottom of your Masech Yevamos, Tav Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom, talks about a case where a Nachri goes over to a person and he says, I want you to harvest an aspasta. We're not exactly sure what that is. At some stage of the grain growing, I want you to harvest that. Right? That's the Malacha on Shabbos. And if you don't do it, I'll kill you. And he continues, just like I killed that other Jew who I said, cook for me, or I'll kill you, and he didn't cook, so I killed him. That's the Gemara. Gemara is telling stories about Tafkai Goyim, and the bottom of Kofam Avu Beis. So that's the Gemara. Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin in the Sugyos of Kiddush Hashem quotes that Gemara, and he says, you don't kind of have this kind of a comment too often, says the Gemara, you know that story? That must have been Am Haaretz. Because what person gets killed rather than cook an egg?
Mm-hmm.
Cook the egg, don't get killed. So Tosfos, that must have been an Am Haaretz. That's the Tosfos on Sanhedrin of Ein Amud Beis. So many Mefarshim ask, of all people to make such a comment, Baliya Tosfos, this L'chora is a sphira to the famous Shita of the Tosfos. I was just Mamish on Thursday. I ran into Joy Pollock and Yudi Spatz in front of Cocachinos. And they were harving with me over this sugya, famous Machlokas, Rambam and Tosfos. which is that Tosfos famously holds, it's a Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Chavav, that even in a case like Shabbos where the din is Yavor, Al Yarei, cook it, don't get killed, that's only a heter. But if you want to be Machmir, Lifnim Yishar Sadin, and give up your life, says Tosfos, Tavo Lachabrocha, you have no problem. The Rambam famously holds that you're Mischai Benafsho, it's a terrible thing. But Tosfos of all people, Tosfos hold, you're allowed to do it. Mefarshim asks, Tosfos, that this Gemara is a raya for Tosfos. And yet Tosfos throw the guy out of the bus, the Kaman Amaretz. Let's go, how do you resolve the general sheet of Tosfos with their need to be critical of this fellow in Shabbos? That's the question Mefarshim asks. So it's in now ready for the Marik. Now that we've set the stage, the Marik enters. And the Marik says, when do Tosfos say that it's a midas chassidus to give up your life even when you don't have to? That's only if it's an iser de oraisa. If it's an iser de oraisa, which the halacha says yavor val yareg, so it's a midas chassidus if you want to be yareg. But if it's only an iser de rabbonon, then even they hold your chassid shota. Of course you should be over and live to see another day. And in the case of the bishul on Shabbos, it is only the Rabbanan, I Bishul Daraisa. No, because he was only doing it because he had a gun to his head. Brings it down to a Darabanan. That's why even Tosfos held he shouldn't have given up his life. So you have that, it's an interesting step one, step two, step three, but if you pull it out, what do you have? The Pnei Yeshua. Marik Taka says, if you do something under duress, right, Mechal Shabbos Megira, which is the case that we're talking about, that is constitutes a malacha she enos richa legufa.
So where is the case of go ahead and do it mechal Shabbos if you're going to be killed? Maybe
according to my Rick, it never applies on Shabbos. Taka. And it could apply to any other malacha daraisa, which is Eli said does not have this malacha shenos legufa heter. Right? If it was ichelev, right? So then you would be allowed to give up your life, but if you chose to die, apparently Tosfos would think this is admirable. The Shaila, which I'm not sure, maybe anyone has a suggestion, is there a case in, according to this Havana, in Shabbos where you could? I don't know. Maybe not.
But it's only Chalev would be the only other case, and maybe Arias also, because those are the only cases where we say all the other 360 or so Lavin,
why?
There is no thing. That was what Rashi said on Ein Gimel Amud Aleph, that it's only Shuman and Chalev, and possibly also Arias, where you could say that you're Chayev for
I'll tell you why you're thinking logically, but you may be off base anyway, because this is a little bit off a field for us tonight, but you're getting into a bigger shaila, which is if you are over in duress. I take it back. You're over when you shouldn't have been over, let's say. Mm-hmm. So do we consider that a maisa avera or not? So you're assuming that we need to come up with a case where you would have had a maisa avera. But it's not clear that you have to. I'll give you a lamashal. I spoke about this in a drusha, of all things. It was a quasi-halachic drusha. I drusha-sized the halachic sources. But I think it was 2 years ago, Parshas Emor. My drusha was about the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, say, for Mitzvahs on Kiddush Hashem, he says something very fascinating. The Rambam says, that I think it's Mitzvahs, let's say, Tess, whatever it is, that in certain places you have to give up your life rather than do Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says, and what happens, the Rambam adds, which I don't believe is in the story of Torah, it's just in the Sefer Mitzvahs. What if you don't do the right thing and you bow down? The Rambam doesn't say you did an Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says you made everyone think, even though of course you're not doing it because you accept the Avodah Zarah, you're only doing it to save your life. You should have given up your life. Okay, you were human, you were weak. But you weren't doing it because you accept the Avodah Zarah. But who knows that? Only you and your heart of hearts. You give the impression to the Sone, says the Rambam, that he was able to intimidate you into giving up your deeply held beliefs. And that is a bizayon. That's a very weird thing for the Rambam to say. That's what he says in Sefer Mitzvahs. And for salvation, it was medayik from that, that the Rambam holds, and I think there's other rayas that are even clearer, but the Rambam, but this is a very kind of intriguing formulation, so you see this, and the Rambam holds that if you're not supposed to be over, but if you were over, it's not even Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah, as we see even in this Gemara, requires acknowledgement of Elohus. We saw that in Rashi and in the Gemara here. The point is, so what you see from this, which is a fascinating thing, we're getting now to a different but very fascinating topic, is that the Machayiv, to give up your life, even in Avodah Zarah, is not the Chumrah of Avodah Zarah, because the Taka aren't even over. technically speaking, you're not over, according to the Rambam. But the image that it creates is such a Chil Hashem, that's the Mechayev to die. Itself very fascinating, but we have enough to do on this topic without getting a feel. So the point is, you are making an assumption, which is maybe right, but it's definitely debatable, about when we would say Yarg Val Yavor.
Rashi seems to be saying, when we say this whole thing about Shabbos is one way, but Shar Mitzvah is Kula, or Shar Mitzvah is a Chumrah. Shar Mitzvah doesn't mean a lot of it. It's really only one mitzvah and one mitzvah. That's kind of what Rashi is coming to say. Just like it's only one mitzvah.
Well, in Echanam, we give one illustration.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think
whether it's Avodah Zarah or
Chelev. I think he's saying Lafuke.
Okay, maybe. So just want to mention, yeah.
Reminds of someone who was in Siberia 5 years, and they had to work on Shabbos.
Right.
And he said they did everything plus Hayah. Yeah. Everything that they did,
so that's a big tzidkus, but Mikra Din, they're not mechayev to do that at all.
It's interesting that,
it's a big tzidkus. We have all these stories. There was the story of the stipler, right, that he didn't wear a coat all the time he was in Siberia because there was shatnez in it.
Right? Or might have had shatnez.
Right. If he had died according to the Rambam, he'd be mechayev in Asho. The Rambam, the Ran, actually, I'm not sure where he was. Was he famous at that point in his life? I don't think so, the stipler. The Ran, Taka holds, he tries to throw the needle. The Ran says that if you're a Gadol Hador and you want to set an example for the whole generation, then maybe even the Rambam would allow you to volunteer when you didn't have to. But I don't know if the stipler had that status at that point. I'm saying he didn't wear a coat. He could have frozen to death. Right, I'm saying, so the Shaila is, if he had died, Chalila, had he died, so our instinct would have been to laud him, but the Rambam would have condemned him. Anyway, okay. The Chabos Yoyer, just so you should know, the Chabos Yoyer, the Chuvah Simon Kufpe Gimel, were similar, where a certain rule, they were Machayev for defenses. They were digging trenches around the wall of the city. Shiloh was, could the Jews participate? And the Chabos Yoyer, he knocks it down. He says, well, it's only the Rabbanon anyway, because you're going to only be doing it to fulfill the wishes of the Tsar, not for anything else. He applies this idea. And the Prima Gadim, who has not only his most famous is his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, which is where the word Prima Gadim comes from, but the same author has a commentary on a few Masechtos and Shas called the Rosh Yosef. So the Rosh Yosef on our Gemara, the Rosh Yosef also says that a Malacha Aydei Ones is a Malacha Shenesuich Lagufa, and therefore he has the following Shaila. Let's say the guy has the gun to your head and says, either eat Nevela or Mechal Shabbos. So B'Pashtos, what's the difference? They're both Yavor Val Yareg. Says the Prima Gadim, based on this, take the Shabbos one, because it's only in the Sudar Abonan, so it's Melach Shin Such L'Gufa. So all of this is, as they would say, Gebait. It's all based on this Pnei Yoshua within the Shita of Tosfos. Namely, that was in the Shita of Tosfos, actually, we'll see, but it's based on this Pnei Yoshua's assumption, which we see goes back to Ma'arik and has other supporters, that if you're doing something to avoid getting beat up, that is a Malacha Shein Zuch L'Gufa. However, there are a number of Achronim who take strong issue with this. For example, the Shabiner, the Chuvas Dovim Misharim, or if he's of Shmelkis, the Chuvas Beis Yitzchak, point out, first of all, Misvara, you could easily be Mechalik, because usually Malacha Shein Zuch L'Gufa means Ein Rotze, this is the quote of the Beis Yitzchak, Ein Rotze B'Malacha Klal, or Klal B'Malacha, I think he has, is the Lashon. You have no interest in it. Here, you want to do it, it's just that your motivation, it's not that you don't want the malacha, you want the malacha. The heter, the tad heter, is not in what you do, it's not that you don't want the action. You want the action. You're digging the trenches, because that's what you have to do. You just, the point is that your motivation is not to get beat up, not to get killed. But says the Beis Yitzchak, Misvara, that is not what malacha Shizu Gufa means. Plus, even if you don't want to fight with Svaras, he just points out, it's all very nice and good, but it's all based against Tosfos. At the end of the day, Tosfos says, so you see that Taka Tosfos holds, he assumes that Halacha Tosfos holds in these cases, he would disagree with all of them. All of them, there's a Chiyuv Daraisa, Malacha Daraisa. It obviously, he Tosfos holds that does not constitute Malacha She'enus Yuch L'Gufa. I just want to point out that there's another area where these Malachos, this discussion in Poskim comes up, and that is, we've all heard the stories, we mentioned it a little bit a moment ago, from the stipler, especially in the Russian army, seems to be particularly notorious, but I don't think it was limited to Russia, where Jews were getting drafted into the army. So there's a whole leket of Poskim and Chuvis that discuss some of these challenges of the Jewish soldiers being drafted into the army. So the Maharshag, in his Chuvis, discusses a Jewish soldier who was mechuyev to work on the Shabbos, and Misvara, he wants to say this whole idea on his own, this Malach Shem Lagufa. And then he says, oh, and I see Barsha Kivanti, the Marik already said it. But then he says we could be Docha. Because what was possibly a raya, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I forgot to mention this, but I think the Marik may quote this, in the Gemara of Kuf Chaf Aleph, has the case of the Mazikim. If you were killing certain... bugs. Right, certain bugs. I'm talking specifically of the bugs here, spiders, things like that. And the Gemara seems to refer to this is a malach shesiyach legufa, right? Why would killing it in theory, what was that? Why would that have been a malacha? Because you needed the blood, you needed it for the oil, you know, for the ink, the dye. And here you're not doing it for that, you're doing it because you're just scared. So the Gemara there calls that a malach shesiyach legufa. So the pashtus, you could see both in Shitri, superficially making that as an analogy. You're scared of the spider, you're scared of the army. But says the Marshag, he thinks it's not a good raya. Because over there, there's nobody in the whole world, Jew, non-Jew, you, somebody else, there's nobody who needs these mazikim. I guess they're more sensitive to the nature lovers and whatever. There's nobody who needs these mazikim. You know, Mamish, it's a little bit of a Ashkafic point. He's Mamish, says they're worthless. And that's a little bit hard to say. Sort of Tom and Polo. But he says, again, well, you'll double check if I'm not here. I don't want to get into that topic now. But he says, there's no purpose for them. Does that maybe the Gemara says, well, she's a goofa. But here, there's a great purpose. It's a purpose for the Tsar. It's a purpose for the army. It may not be your purpose. That's not why you're doing it. But again, he wants to say it. He wants to help out these soldiers. But he's not sure you can say it. Lamaisa, the Marsham. Marsham, who was a famous Mako. I think the story goes they had a dream. I don't know if it was that. The Rabbi Shalom Amalek, or one of his ancestors, came to him and said, you should, you know, be Malam Eschus on the Yidin, try to be Mekel for them. So the Marsham is a famous Mekel. It's supposed to look at the Dibre Chaim, who was more known to Lachmir on many things, especially Mikvaos, for example. The Marsham is a famous Mekel. That's, you know, the grandfather of the Magid. The Magid was named after him. The Magid of Rushalayim, Rushalam Shadjuan. So the Marsham, in his commentary, not in his Chuvas, which he's most well known for, but there's a commentary in Shulchan Aruch called Das Torah. So the Das Torah, the Marsham, is Mekel also for the Jewish soldiers, and he quotes the Pnei Yeshua as a limud tzchus for them. And Yaakov Breischer, the Chalkas Yankov, and the Chalkas Yoav, or Yoav Weingarten, who was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, also has tshuvas about the Jewish soldiers, and he's malam tzchus on them based on this Pnei Yeshua.
In that context, the army just wants you to serve the army. They're not necessarily saying, do this malacha.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes yes, sometimes
you have a regiment.
Yeah. What do you mean? If I say you're on guard duty, so I'm carrying in Dalet Alves Shusha Rabim, I'm doing lots of the malachas. They tell you to do lots of things. And certainly the digging of the trenches case was obvious. But I'm saying I think Mamela in the army, it happens also. Obviously, again, getting back to what David said, if they didn't tell you specifically, and so that I would tell the person. I mean, you know, if they had a hotline to me, I would have said, I think most Rabbanim would say, you should be Mamai Kosher Efshar. But whatever is not Efshar, so then you're Machal. Save your life. Just to mention one other more down-to-earth case where this is brought up. Avad Yosef has a long tshuva in the Abiyah Omer where he discusses a very sensitive topic, which is for doctors. Which is doctors being Machal Shabbos for non-Jews. A very, very sensitive topic. So sensitive that a number of years ago at Einstein, Rav Schechter like almost blew the doors off the whole university. He basically told them that they had to get a Shomer Shabbos residency or was also to become a doctor. I'm not sure if he revised that or not, but he kind of dropped that bomb. People were tumbling about that for a long time. Other Rabbanim are more Mekel, or Tendler has a Teirim, and Rabban Soloveitchik had a Teirim even, and Rabbi Willig discussed it, but it's not a simple Shaila. It's never been a simple Shaila. And I always knew the more modern post, when we talked about it, when I was going through this Rav Adya, I realized it goes all the way back to the Vader Abra Rotzos, one of the most famous Jewish polities. The Vader Abra Rotzos has a famous kula where they were Mekel. And a lot of poskim quoted this about Aratos, even though they're not exactly sure what the Svara was. So Rav Avad Yosef quotes this discussion, and he himself also wants to say there's a Tzad Hakel here, because after all, you're not doing the Malacha because you want to do the Malacha. This is very politically incorrect, so make sure this tape doesn't get into the wrong hands. Says Rav Avad Yosef, you're not doing the Malacha because you want to do the Malacha. You do the Malacha, Mishum Eva, which translates as either one of two ways. Either because you want them to fire you, you'll get disbarred if you're not treating patients, or because you don't want to put Jewish patients in a in a matzav mesukan. If you don't treat the non-Jewish patients, the non-Jewish doctors are not going to treat the Jewish patients. So right, that's why you, that maybe is the basis of it. That's why you're doing it. Okay, but that, so he wants to say, that's kimat like mishum yura. That should be amol chashen shel gufa, and already gets down to durabonon. And then, you know, we have all sorts of heterim, perhaps, that we can rely on once you knock it down to durabonon. Then he points out that the Vad Arba Ratzos already has a heter for the Jewish doctors, and even though it's not clear why, he suggests maybe this was the basis of it. So, if you want more Marmar comments on that topic, this is an important tshuva. There's other people who discuss this, but the point is that this is a relevant point. I want to close by pointing out a ha'ara from Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss, in his Sefer HaMasech HaShabbos, and Simon Pealef discusses some of these topics. It's really at the end of his piece where he discusses, he gives you two or three of the Marmar Kamos I quoted, because he's really doing a piece on Melech Shnei Sefer Gufa in general. And at the end of the piece, he ties it into this Abba Mira. And I think he points out the following. His Yesod, which I didn't go through all, and we're not, you know, we get to that maybe on Daf Tzadi Dalet more, which is where he was talking, I think. He says that the Melech, he says, really very similar, I have to say, very similar to the Maharshag and others, or the Beis Yitzchak. He says, really, he thinks the Marik and everyone who relies on him with the soldiers and everything else, it's all a mistake. Because the Malacha, in this case, the Malacha is being done in the exact same way, for the same purpose. You're Chofer for the same purpose, you're Mevasha for the same purpose, whatever the Malacha is, you are doing it for the classical purposes. What's the only difference? Why you're doing it, meaning your motivation. But what you're doing and the result of what you're doing are exactly classical. So he wants to say that that's really not, that really should not be considered And then he points out that perhaps this could come back to be a machlokas rishonim. Because as I mentioned already, Rashi famously says that what's the definition of machlokas rishonim lagufa? Ritzono Shalom Ba'alo, or whatever that Lashon was. He points out, actually he's putting this in the name of the Chalkas Yoav, if you look at Tosus here, Daf Tzadi Dalet Aleph, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tosus has this famous definition, which is always quoted in Halacha, the Malach Shinsuch Lagufa Kari, Kishosa Malach of Ein Tzarach, L'Oso Tzarach, Kein Shai Tzrich Halab HaMishkan, Elenin Acher. Tosus says, what is Lagufa? How do you translate Lagufa? Lagufa, for the same reason it was done in the Mishkan. But if you're doing it for anything else, so then it's not Lagufa. So says the Rav Asher Weiss, he thinks that according to Tosfos, none of the Seterim get off the ground, which works out perfectly. Because then Tosfos here, so she tells her that Tosfos, yeah, which I don't remember if he pointed out, but he probably did, because it's obvious at this point. These two Tosfos are Lushitaso, as opposed to this Pnei Yoshua, who was really, even though he's talking in Tosfos, he's really arguing with Tosfos, would be, not that you have to say it according to Rashi, but at least there's Pesach to Omer, this kula, which so many Echorim pick up on, only if you start with the assumption of Rashi, who's the definition of Malach HaShem Zeh L'Gufa. Hashkan.